Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. This Saturday is the 43rd anniversary of Earth Day, and Duluth celebrates with the annual Gallery Hop. There will be art limousines provided to take you from venue to venue, and the Duluth Art Institute, Washington Studios Artist Cooperative, and the Tweed Museum at UMD will be hosting receptions on Saturday from 11 to 5 p.m., along with many different galleries along the route. All of that information at DuluthGalleryHop.com. I spoke with participating artist Tony Mancuso about his recycled art on display at the Blue Lake Gallery in Canal Park. A clear and deliberate nod to Earth Day, the show at Blue Lake Gallery is focused specifically on recycling.
My name is Tony Mancuso. I don't really have any limitations. I like to try lots of different things. I started off with driftwood, working on driftwood, and I made everything from snowshoes to canoe paddles to... Then I worked with wood, basically, and recycled objects in wood and driftwood. And then I started using sandstone to do some carving. So I started sandstone carving because I thought, well, half Italian, and I know a lot of Italians are stone carvers, so I'm going to give it a whirl. It was fun, and you had a good time. Next thing you know, you got all these tools, and you got a lot invested. It was a lot of fun, and it's been kind of eye-opening. At first, you know, you start doing stuff, and then when I was making chairs, I made a lot of chairs for the Children's Museum, and then they had the chair fair. Remember when they used to have the chair fair? They don't have that anymore. But then you realize, geez, people actually like this stuff because, you know, they were getting it. And so they started making benches and made stuff for Hartley and the zoo and Animal Allies, and everybody wanted you to donate something every year. So you realize, well, that makes you feel pretty good. Plus, you're giving back to the community. Then you say, well, I want to try something different. That was fun, but let's just keep see where this will go and just keep trying new and different stuff. And lately, I've started working with just junk and just making stuff out of junk. Not really a hoarder, per se, but I have a difficult time parting with stuff that I figure might be valuable someday. So I finally get to use some of that stuff now. And so I had made a motorcycle. I started with two weed whacker motors and ended up making this whole little tabletop motorcycle. I had a whole list of parts when I was all done, but my buddy says, you got to bring it down to Laura because I never met her before. And so I said, you know, it was just for fun. And so he, no, bring it down. So I brought it down there and she just fell in love with it, and they ended up selling it. We gave all the proceeds to UDAC, to the Art Junction at UDAC. My friends have noticed that I like to make stuff, so they'll find unique-looking, odd items, and they'll say, hey, can you use this? But I go to Goodwill or Salvation Army, and you look around. If you've got an idea in your head and you start working on something, but you're missing something unique, you actually have to go find that. Laura down there at Blue Lake wanted a recycled theme. She goes, can you do this show? It's coming up. It's recycled stuff. And of course, I said, boy, that's only 6 weeks away. I don't know. And of course, my wife goes, yeah, he'll do it. My favorite one was the motorcycle, but I have a race car now, and I have a trash can gladiator that's pretty good size, and he's got a homemade morning star. He's got a shield. And the more bizarre, the more fun it is. Anybody could really do this if they just really just started to do it. It's just a matter of making yourself try it. Because when you first do stuff, it looks like a kindergartner did it. You start to learn a little bit of structural skills because you can make stuff and it just falls apart or tips over. Yeah, and you have to make it so that it can stand on its own and it's durable and it still gets what you were trying to relay, the message across. You learn how to do things with certain techniques and how to assemble things better so they don't just fall apart. And it's just practice and it just lets your imagination run wild.
Honor Earth Day by parking and riding along with other art lovers on the Earth Limo Bus. Free shuttle service starting at 11 a.m. It's the 23rd annual Gallery Hop this Saturday in Duluth. Also happening this coming Tuesday, April 23rd, it's the North by North launch party and reception at Zeitgeist Arts Cafe from 5:30 to 8:30 on April 23rd. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Chloe Walsh and Maya Jensen. Music by Willie Murphy. And support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior. To listen to this episode again, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.